On Monday morning, Ketchum resident Jacob Frayling was shoveling snow at a local skate park. Most days at this time, he'd be behind the counter at his combined coffee shop vintage clothing store, Mods, that he owns with his wife. But over the weekend, they decided to close when the first case of coronavirus was identified in Blaine County.
We're hoping we don't have to be closed for more than a week, and we're really, really hoping we don't have to be closed for more than 2 weeks.
On Monday, Ketchum Mayor Neil Bradshaw encouraged non-essential businesses to close and restaurants to go takeout only. He also told tourists not to come to town.
For a town that is used to welcoming visitors, this is hard to do. But we must reduce the number of people visiting our area. The message is clear. This is not a place for a virus vacation.
And now yesterday's shelter-in-place order means even more restrictions. All restaurants in the county will have to close their dining rooms. And the Valley is bracing for the economic effects.
Oh, it's been really difficult. So the virus combined with the bad snow year has made March pretty painful, especially compared to last year when we had so much snow.
Frayling compares the empty feeling in town now to the 2013 Beaver Creek fire when some people had to evacuate.
When that fire was happening, it was like, you kind of felt it coming for a week or two, and you knew it was about to get bad.
Even before the isolation order, restaurants were sorting out how to serve customers without inviting them inside.
We have our front door barricaded, basically, and so it's set up kind of like a pickup window of sorts.
That's Liza Green, who owns Cafe Della in Haley. Last week, the cafe closed before dinner, but now it's offering a dinner delivery service so people can order specials like chicken orzo soup for their family.
We basically are willing to do whatever we need to do to keep our doors open.
The new restrictions are forcing them to regroup. They'll be closed for a few days, and then we'll see if they can make deliveries work going forward. The one thing businesses say is keeping them going during this tenuous time, the community support. For Frayling, shutting down Mods was one of the toughest decisions he's had to make since he opened a few years ago.
It made me a little emotional because I was so scared to do it.
But he said people told him they were proud of his decision, and that stuck with him this week. Reporting on Blaine County, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And I'm Troy Oppie in Boise. Any other day at 5 p.m., downtown Boise's Space Bar would be a dull roar of beeps and bells from vintage arcade games. Wednesday afternoon, it felt eerie. Only Galaga was still turned on, and owner Will Hay was getting ready to print a sign for the locked front door.
I've been squirreling away money as best I can over the past couple of years that I've owned the business. It's hopefully going to get us through this time. Whether or not it will sustain us, I'm not sure.
Since the weekend, customers have vanished. So did cash flow. He decided to shutter on Wednesday.
Other places like ours are closing, and now you don't want to be those people that are staying open just for, you know, a couple of bucks.
Springtime usually brings a bustling scene to Boise, but not this year. Mayor McLean ordered dine-in eateries to shut down yesterday, but many restaurants and bars had already closed or changed to takeout only. Earlier this week, nearly 100 food service business owners from around the state co-signed a letter to Governor Brad Little asking for a shutdown and relief for workers and businesses. They've been frustrated by a lack of response from the governor's office, which did not respond to my questions Thursday about any plan to support service industry workers. Meanwhile, the unusual quiet extends through the supply chain.
My name's Angela Grasmick-Reed. I'm a fourth-generation owner of a wholesale produce company called Grasmick Produce.
In her 35,000-square-foot produce distribution warehouse, normally busy forklifts were idle on Thursday.
On Monday, we were down about 25% on the restaurant side. Tuesday, our business was down about 35% on the restaurant side. And as of yesterday, we were down about 55%.
Grasmick serves hospitals and state agencies, including prisons. Those contracts, along with the ability to sell to grocery stores, will help stem the slowdown, Reed says. And some excess produce will be donated to food banks. I spoke to a half dozen business owners this week, and they all told me their version of the same thing. No one is sure what's going to happen next. With Rachel Cohen, I'm Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.